This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Our guest in studio right now, let's tell all about ENCA's Imbizo, as we send Zega, Konala, Emango Switch University of Technology, a student center that is currently taking place on Sunday. So we are about to get into that discussion right now. We were promising you good to Subanaye or Mr. John Bailey is joining us in studio. And I'm challenging to speak more about that as to what can we expect from that session, Yangesonto, right here at MUT Radio. Otherwise, just after 3:30 on MUT Radio, Kumle, this is the hangout. Let's hang out up until 4 p.m. My name is Awe Tukon, Sam K, as well as Mr. John Bailey. They're joining us in studio right now. Sam? Yeah, I think let's get straight into it, man. Thank you so much, sir. Let's welcome you in Durban and welcome eThekwini eMlazi. Welcome Emango Sutu University of Technology. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Aweto. I feel welcome here. It's really special. We made sure that we drove from the airport straight to your studios.
Sanjay, the first place you went to is MUT
from the airport. We feel special, eh?
Yeah, very special. Some K. Shout out to that.
Shout out to us.
But thank you so much for joining us, Mr. John Bailey. Just briefly about yourself. We don't want to say something because we were told that you're an editor from ENCA, but you know yourself better. So please tell us and the listeners who is Mr. John Bailey.
Okay, so thanks for that short introduction. So I'm I'm the head of news at ENCA, and you know that ENCA is one of the foremost TV 24-hour TV stations in South Africa.
Yes,
we cater for a very specific market in the country, and it's all about what makes us important, I would think, with the sector, is that it's about holding those in power accountable. And as we are getting, like, in its less than 3 weeks before the elections, which is a very important one for our country, we are looking at canvassing the opinions of as many of our citizens in the country as possible. So we've traveled around the country to look at some of these, what's happening. But you also wanted to hear a little bit about me. I've been in the media industry for about 30 years now. Traveled to about 50 plus countries, lived in China for 12 years, lived and worked there, which is a great experience. And bringing that experience back to South Africa
is a flex.
Yeah. So just to understand, what is it that we can do in South Africa? What is it that we can learn from the experiences that I have from living overseas and bringing them back here and making sure that we have a vibrant and strong media sector, and especially in terms of journalism in South Africa?
Yes. I don't know, but you'd correct me if I'm wrong. You are doing all these town hall meetings in different places, and you have come to Durban, specifically in MUT or Umlazi. Why specifically are you doing this town hall? Why is ENCA doing these type of meetings or discussions?
You know, for us, it's a great opportunity and a platform to really get to the heart of what is it that people are concerned about in South Africa. We have a lot of challenges that we have to deal with. So the best way is to actually have people engaging. That's why we invite politicians as well to answer to the people. So for us, the focus is not about the politicians. It's about giving the ordinary South Africans the opportunity to pose those questions to politicians. Often we don't get the opportunity to do that because we hear about these politicians, we see them on TV, we see them maybe in newspapers being quoted on radio. But here you have an opportunity, come to these events, and we've been quite successful at, we've had about 5 of them already.
Okay.
As you've mentioned, Aweto, across the country, different parts, important centers of South Africa, where we had people engaging with these politicians and asking them very pointed questions. Questions and issues that affect the ordinary people and what their concerns are, what they are focusing on, what is it that they want solutions for. So we had people coming up with solutions, but also raising their concerns, because often you find that politicians, like every politician all over the world, they love to make promises. The problem in South Africa is that we are very weak when it comes to implementation.
Yes.
You see, so we make all kinds of, or even our laws that we have, they are beautifully written laws, but we don't implement them.
Yeah.
And we love to have commissions.
commissions that you wonder, but what's the purpose of having these commissions of inquiries, for instance? So it's the why we're having these town hall debates is to give ordinary people the opportunity to come and ask questions. And we tell the politicians, you have to answer. You want people to vote for you? Now is your turn.
Yeah.
And your chance. Answer those questions. And we don't allow them to shy away. We are on the necks. Literally.
And you've chosen one of the best journalists in the last
time. I feel so myself.
Yeah. That guy is very good when it comes to wanting information from, especially if you're responsible for something, he's very good at actually, you know, seeking information or taking information from that. And Ezra Kazu, you know, you are responsible for this. And therefore, you have to answer. So I like what you are saying. But, we are aware that obviously there will be our political parties that are going to be at the venue. What can we expect from them, G, when it comes to discussion as obsensing or that is taking place? What can we expect from these political parties?
Well, you know, it's not so much about the political parties. Mm. It's what the political parties should be prepared for when the people start asking them questions. Mm. Because as I said, it's all about holding them accountable. So it's an open debate. Yeah. People can ask them any questions that are of concern to them. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll have a good turnout. And as you rightly said, when you with Professor JJ Tabani being the facilitator, it's all about making sure that we have done our research, we have done our homework as to what is affecting people on a regional or provincial level, but also nationally. Come and answer these questions that the viewers or the citizens will ask them. So the politicians, if I'm them, they must come well prepared for the type of questions that will be asked to them. And we are encouraging people to attend the event that will be at 5:30 on Sunday and will be a live broadcast on ENCA until 7 o'clock. So for 90 minutes, we will be grilling these politicians and they must be ready.
Okay. So if you're comfortable in sharing, so what kind of questions are you expecting from the people, from the community?
I would think some of the concerns that the community would have, it's around service delivery, right? Which is a constant concern, like in whether it's the on a municipal level, where they engage with, like in whether it's water issues, whether it's about infrastructure, also issues around corruption in the country.
Yeah.
What is being done to address that crime, issues around health and also education. And especially that's why we are honored and proud that MUT has agreed to host us, right?
Yes.
Because it's about what's happening also in the tertiary sector and what should be done to make sure that those who study at tertiary institutions, that they are well prepared for the market. Because it doesn't help that we have thousands of students, but once they leave their universities or their tertiary institutions, they don't find jobs. So what is being done to address those pertinent issues in the economy, because we cannot have so many people studying and they are not being prepared for the market. Once you leave, you need to be able to walk into a job or there must be an opportunity for you at least to create and to obtain new skills. So those are the type of issues that we'll be addressing with these politicians and not to allow them to make false promises, because we want to hear from them. What are your action points? Some have been in power for many, many years. What have you delivered?
About making false promises, like how sure are you that after them answering the questions, they're actually going to, you know, do what they said they're going to do or what they promised? Because I think it's about asking the community questions and them actually addressing their problems. But then how do you ensure that?
You know, once they answer, they will be community members. They'll be able to say, but okay, you said you've done this. You've done this with, I mean, in Itikwini, you have a lot of water issues.
Yes.
So what has been done around that? I mean, even after the floods that you had here, there are reports coming out now about sorry workmanship, that a lot of those contracts were not even completed or it was substandard. So people will have the opportunity to ask politicians, but you are in charge of what's happening in Itikwini. How is it that reports are now saying, are you not holding people accountable? what systems do you have in place to make sure that the contractors that you appoint, mm-hmm. that they actually deliver the service mm-hmm. or these services that that have been promised. So I hope that people are going to fire questions at them.
Mm-hmm.
They need to they get paid by the citizens. Their salaries are being paid by ordinary people, so they must be held accountable.
Hmm. And what impact do you as organizers of this discussion hope will have on the upcoming elections? What hope do you have, Mhlambe, in such discussions will have on the upcoming elections?
The reason why we are doing this is really to support and strengthen democracy in the country. We have the platform to allow people to engage with these politicians and people who make decisions on a daily basis around that affects the lives of all of us, right? So we are just basically a conduit to allow citizens to ask these questions.
Yeah. So whatever concerns they have, come forward,
come engage with these politicians. We are not there to dictate what you must ask, what you shouldn't ask. No, it's an open forum. Mm-hmm. You come and you ask your questions. We want that type of engagement. That's why I say, if you watch ENCA, you'll see it's really all about holding those in power accountable. Whether it's politicians, whether it's the private sector, whether it's civil society,
mm-hmm.
because you often find that people like to say, oh, I want this and I want to do this, but they are not doing anything about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So come and tell us what you've done.
A platform to come forward, as you said.
Yeah. That's why we do this.
Okay. Now I know 60 is a very limited number, obviously because of the venue and everything that has to do with safety and everything. Where can I communicate with you guys or ENCA if maybe I have a question on the day or on that session? Do I have access to the conversation as a viewer on ENCA or somewhere?
So the best way, probably, if you are not watching or you are not part of the audience, is to engage with us on social media, and especially on X and on our Facebook page as well,
mm-hmm.
to post your questions there, and we will then relay those questions while we are busy with the debate to our facilitator JJ Tabani, and we hope through that we will get more engagement from people who will not be at the venue, because it's really for us, it's about engagement.
Yes.
And to make sure that people ask those questions. Because for us, I mean, our motto is question, think, and act. And what that means is that we will create the platform for people or us to question those in power. But we want our viewers and listeners to think, and then they have to act on what they hear.
Yes.
So it's really about getting a sense of a civil movement to say, let's try and correct the wrongs that we have in this country. Let's not just sit back and
just say what we want but not do anything about it.
Yeah, don't allow. We are not powerless, and we must take back the power. That's what we need. Otherwise, the country is going to continue on the slippery slope that some would preserve it to be, or would claim that we are on a slippery slope. Maybe we are. I don't know. But certainly we need to do something about it.
Yeah. No, thank you so much, Mr. Bailey, for joining us.
Okay. So as well, where can the viewers watch?
So they must go to DSTV, channel 403.
Mm. Okay.
So from 5:30 until 7 p.m.
So
on Sunday.
So if I don't have DSTV, I can't stream from YouTube, maybe live from YouTube? No.
Not from YouTube. Just I know that DSTV. There is a... Afterwards, we will stream
upload it on YouTube.
And also you can watch it even if you are not, but if you're not watching at the time, we will have a repeat of the broadcast at 9:30 on Sunday evening until 11 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully people will tune in, and if they ask, it's to your question earlier about the engagement. It's like once they can post on X or on our YouTube channel, that will also be an opportunity for them to participate. But hopefully there'll be quite a bit of people coming out to be part of the discussion.
So as a listener, first time hearing about town hall discussion, so when and what time will it be?
So Sunday live from 5:30 till 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. on channel 403 on DSTV, and then the repeat and in the evening at half past 9 till 11.
Okay. Got
perfect. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to the discussion, those drilling questions to the political parties. Also, do we have, if you may know, any independent candidate that will be joining on Sunday, or is it just political parties?
No. We will have. We will have. As I said, we open it as wide as possible, right? So it's the political parties, and we'll have NGOs or civil society and these independents, because obviously the independents bring a fresh approach to politics, right? They are part of the communities. They know what these issues are. Often we find, unfortunately, our politicians, once they are voted into power, we don't hear or see them again. The independents, they are really different. So hopefully they will bring some color to the debate.
Okay, Mr. John. Well said, well answered, if I could say so myself.
I know. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time for coming to us as the MUT Radio, and looking forward to a discussion on Sunday afternoon. Yeah. Remember, a discussion is on Sunday afternoon from 5 to 7, I believe, on channel 403, DSTV. Otherwise, Nati as the MUT Radio will be part of it. She's a poster, like, everything that is happening there on the day. You don't want to miss it. Thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio. Otherwise, anything else, Mambi, you wanted to share that we probably did not ask you?
No. I'm just very, I mean, it's delighted that MUT has taken up this opportunity to be part of this very important discussion. You see, because MUT, with being an institution for our youth and creating opportunities for the youth, it's very important that tertiary institutions take part in these kinds of discussions, because it's about building democracy and strengthening democracy in our country. So that's why I'm very delighted that MUT has taken up this opportunity. And I mean, we are so looking forward, and we are glad that once we approached MUT, those who were part of the decision making said, yes, no, they will host us.
Definitely.
So we're excited to be here. It's it's going to be exciting.
So we do have a last note. So just to RSVP, you can just do it to Jade Mtiane. We do have an email address. It is mtianej@mut.ac.za. So Mtiane as in Mthiyane. So it's not I, it's E. Mtiane j@mut.ac.za.
Okay, I think with throughout the shows, even tomorrow, we'll be sharing that information so that if they want to RSVP, because as I said, it's only 60 people,
so
limited.
A person
No. Let's just correct that.
Okay.
We are not limiting it to 60 people. Not at all.
Okay.
Now, come to the event.
We are not limited.
Not limited at all. Limited. Please come to the event.
Okay.
I mean, we are going to have... Yeah, no, we want to fill that hall.
It's important to RSVP, though.
It's important to RSVP.
So then we know.
And come with your questions.
Thank you.
We want you to ask questions that affects you, that has an impact on you. So come prepared and fire those questions.
I know. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Bailey, on MUT Radio. And enjoy your stay in Durban. Have a lovely weekend.
Nah, thank you so much. It's gonna be great.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.